Well, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My name is Jody, and I'd like to thank you for calling in today and joining here at the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Once again, as I always think about the privilege here of being able to share God's Word, I am humbled and also am thankful at the same time that God has given me opportunities to share with you from His Word. And as I've said many times before, and I'll continue saying this, hopefully till my dying day, that God's Word is alive and powerful, active in our lives, and He speaks to us today through His Word. Even though it's written many, many years ago, it's a blessing for us to come to the Word of God and to be fed and to have the bread of life. And I know I say that many times, and I'm not apologizing for that. I truly believe that this is the manna from heaven that feeds us and that will give us strength from day to day and is also a key to having fellowship with the God of the universe who gave His Son Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And what a privilege we have to be able to have His Word. And as I think about those things, I realize that I so many times take for granted that I have God's Word available to me at any time, and I am thankful for that, but I also find myself taking for granted that we have this written Word from God. It is such a precious gift from God, and I too many times forget how valuable and how precious this Word truly is to us. Hopefully, God has been showing you and inspiring you through other messages from these brothers that you hear from different times as you call in, and also as you go to the Word of God for yourself and find that God truly does speak to His people, and He gives us great comfort as we look to Him as our strong tower, the place of refuge. The way this world is going, we see that there are, Jesus predicted there'd be wars and rumors of wars, there'd be plagues, famines in diverse places. And these things have taken place over and over again in history, but we seem to be coming to places where the world is confused and people are looking for peace and not finding peace and rest and happiness for their souls. And it's because they're looking in the wrong places. But I'd like to share some scripture with you today as a reminder of how you and I can find rest for our souls as we look to the Lord God. Yeah. And but before I read the scripture there, I was just thinking about the weariness of our flesh. There's times when we are weary and we're tired in our flesh. And I remember when I was a young man, just out of high school, and I had gotten a job. I was working for a concrete contractor, and we were pouring lots of curb and gutter. And it was some of the most physical work I had ever done before. Very, very difficult. And I would come home very, very tired. And I slept very well those years that I was in that particular kind of work. And it was always good for me. I always appreciated having my weekend off where I could just relax and get charged back up and be ready for work the next week. And some days it was overwhelming, and sometimes I really didn't look forward to another week of work, but the Lord somehow got me through that. And I was thinking how nice it is to be able to take time and just to be still and just to relax and to find rest for my physical body. But God has since shown me there's even a more precious and a greater need that we have in our lives, and that's rest in our soul. It's a rest from our working in the kingdom of God and doing things, and God gives us and offers us that rest in Him through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I'd like to read to you some words that are from our Lord, and we've looked at these scriptures somewhat in other times past, but they're very noteworthy and very much worth going back to review and to meditate on and think about these things. And I'm going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 11, familiar verses to you, but it's just a reminder to you today that God wants you to find rest in Him. Matthew chapter 11, I'll read five verses from 25 to 30. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son shall reveal him. Verse 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And once again, I know that you've heard these scriptures. I know we have actually talked about them on some of these messages that you call in for. But again, we need to hear it over and over again. It's not something we just get and it's all we need to hear it is one time. It's something we can come back to and remember, oh yes, God has a rest for my soul. He has a rest for me, for you, for all those who call upon His name. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. And I just want to reemphasize here that the world that we live in today, those that don't have any idea who God is, who His Son Jesus Christ is, they're in constant turmoil. I believe that they are wrestling in their soul, and they don't have rest. I believe that's the case. I remember when I didn't have the Lord, and there was turmoil. And we can find ourselves with turmoil even after Christ has become our Savior and our Lord. But He gives us a place of rest. He gives us opportunity to rest in Him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This rest is for our souls. It's not just a physical rest. There's a rest that goes way deeper than that. It's a peace. It's a rest, a calm that we can have in our soul. And what is that rest but to know that we have a God in heaven who cares for us, and He gave His Son Jesus Christ to die in our place and to take our sins upon Him, and He gave us a place where we could take up His yoke, we could learn of Him, and we could be refreshed. And I believe that mankind has been crying out and struggling for this kind of rest and don't know how to find it. And there's only one place it can be found, and that is in Christ Jesus. He is our resting place. And maybe you've been struggling spiritually. You find yourself in turmoil. Maybe you have some things that are before you now that are causing you some stress inside, not just a physical thing, but a wrestling. And I want to remind you that God has a resting place for you. He has a resting place for me, and it's in His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know what? In that resting place, we don't have to prove to God anything or prove to other people anything. We can rest in the salvation of our Lord. And we don't have to make a show for somebody. And we don't have to wrestle with things. But we can relax and let Him teach us. He said, learn of me. He can show us how to be meek and gentle and lowly and to take His yoke. And as we do that, I believe that there's a door that opens up in heaven for us, that it gives us opportunity to share with a lost and dying world who so desperately need a Savior. who so desperately need to find rest for their souls. But before we can lead somebody to that place, we have to experience it ourselves. And that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. And I believe that you believe these things. I believe that you're hearing the Word of God. You're calling in. You are getting messages from God's Word. And it's mixed with faith. It's stirring up and doing a work in your heart. And I'm thankful for that. But I believe also God wants to give you an opportunity to find that resting place, not just so you can have rest, but so that God can be glorified and you can help show others of that rest for their soul. There are people all around us who are on the highway to hell, who are perishing. They don't have that rest. But I believe they're desperately looking for it. And maybe today you're struggling with something. Go to Jesus Christ. Take His yoke. Lay it down, your problems, and cry out to God and ask God to give you rest for your soul. He will not turn away your cry. He will give you that rest. I believe it, and I trust that as you take steps to learn of Him, that He'll give you victory and you will experience that rest, and I will experience that rest as we come to our Lord and our Savior, and take His yoke, learn of Him, and find out that His yoke truly is easy, and His burden is light. So God bless you today as you meditate on these things, and may you find the rest for your soul in Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you.